If you've recovered from COVID-19 or unknowingly been exposed to it, you may have antibodies that could help COVID-19 patients. Donate blood and receive testing for COVID-19 antibodies. Visit Vitalant.org today.
A different future starts with you. That's why GoDaddy does more than help you find a name. You can create, sell, and get found online, so any small business could be a driving force to create change or build an empire. We know old ideas aren't cutting it anymore, so we're calling for a new generation of thinking, your way of thinking. So whatever you have in mind that will help make a different future, find everything you need to get started at GoDaddy.com. Because the future isn't decided yet. It's up to us to make it happen. Start different at GoDaddy.com.
This is an ode to Napa cabbage. Of all the cabbages on all the cabbage farms, only you have the crisp crunch worthy of our Bibigo Korean dumplings. No other cabbage would do, because no other cabbage tastes like you. We love you, Napa cabbage. Just don't tell Green Onion. Napa cabbage, one of many obsessively crafted ingredients in every hearty, flavorful Korean dumpling from Bibigo. Go handcrafted. Go Bibigo. Authentic Korean dumplings now in the freezer aisle.
This is Podco Media Networks.
It's the Innovation Podcast with Mark Reed Edwards and Garnett Harriman. Let's start the show.
Hi, it's Mark. We're back with Lauren to continue our discussion about Innovate Her KC and her story. And a reminder, you can tune in to Lauren's new podcast here on Podco Media Networks. The Innovate Her podcast is available at innovateherpod.com. Listen and subscribe today. Let's jump back into the discussion.
So I have two questions. One, I hope doesn't come across as a trick question, but I'm curious whether if you expand that definition of identifying with the female perspective, is there ever a chance that like men can join?
So as a leadership team, we've actually had a lot of different conversations about this because we do actually.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
It was a question like the minute it came out of my mouth.
No, I mean, we are currently a female and female identifying exclusive organization. I will say that, I mean, for instance, we actually do have an individual on our leadership team who is gender fluid and prefers they and them pronouns. And so it's certainly a conversation that we want to have because this individual doesn't identify exclusively as female. So it's a conversation that we have and we kind of take it on a case-by-case basis. The area where we have to draw the line and we have to have that firm no is, do you identify as male? And the reason behind that, like it's very complicated and I get asked this all the time. We want to create, and I hesitate to use the term safe space because it gets overused and often, you know, it's a loaded term, but we want to create a safe space for individuals who have experienced in their journeys just difficulties along the default. And I mean, you know, the default is white and male. And particularly if you come from like male dominated environments, like there are behaviors that you learn, there are things that you do in order to fit in. And it's difficult and it's kind of always at the back of mind. So it's very exhausting. And so Innovate Her KC is meant to serve as an oasis and a safe place for these individuals to just be real and authentic and be yourself and understand that other women have experienced the same things. And I know that was a very roundabout kind of answer, but there you have it.
No, it's a great answer. I'm going to, I would love to jump to maybe this simple question, which is why, and it may be that some of it is already obvious based on your excellent explanations, but what's the reason why women need their own community spaces for things like innovation or business or even so in a social sense?
So, and that is such a great question, and it's a very complicated question again, and a lot of these are complicated questions. And so I don't necessarily have all the answers. I would never say that I do, but I would say that typically, you know, women who have achieved success out in the world, they fall on kind of two opposite ends of the spectrum. And that spectrum is either I did it, so everyone else should have to do it, or I did it and I never want someone to have to do it again because it sucks. And so imagine which side of the spectrum that I fall on and that a lot of women fall on. Because I hear often, like, you know, as a woman, if you are dealing with sexual harassment, if you are dealing with, you know, discrimination because you're a mother, or, you know, age discrimination, if you're dealing with these very societally imposed problems, you know, you should just deal with it because you have to be strong and because you got to be a warrior. And like, the fact is, you know, I'm a warrior every goddamn day I go out into the world. And and so never cheapen that. Never underestimate that. Every woman, almost every woman that you see, has experienced some form of discrimination or misogyny or unwanted touching, or, you know, like, ask the women in your life, and pretty much every single one is going to have at least one or two stories, right? So my contention, and a lot of women's contention, is that, okay, go out into the world, be a warrior, kick ass, succeed, but know that there is a safe place for you to come to where you can rest and you don't have to carry the weight of the world on your shoulders. And that's what Innovate Her KC is intended to be. You know, any like female or female identifying space, at least from what I've seen. So I don't know, that's kind of my take on it. Like, go out and be a warrior 90% of that time, but 10% of the time, come in and be joyful because you're surrounded by people who understand your journey.
You know what's really funny about this? So I'm an amateur historian. I guess maybe not an amateur. I studied a lot of history at college and beyond. But the rationale, the raison d'être for this is very similar to the rationale for like men's clubs that excluded women and minorities and stuff like this so diligently for, well, I guess centuries technically, right? I mean,
and that's, therein lies the hard part of the question. By being exclusive, are you just imitating the past and creating past mistakes? And that's what makes it such a divisive and nuanced conversation.
I think we could probably have an entire podcast just about that notion of like, is it appropriate because, or inappropriate because it's emulating, you know, past rationales. Right. But I personally have a somewhat karmic approach to this whole thing. I say, you know, so many centuries have passed where women and minorities have been excluded from these types of safe spaces. And there wasn't in existence too many of these safe spaces for those groups. I say, fuck it. It's time the pendulum swung back and that these spaces existed and that people, even if they're excluded, have to make their peace with it and shut the hell up because it's important.
Yeah.
That safe space, that oasis, that, you know, that place to be yourself. I mean, those are powerful ideas.
Yeah. So the way that the question is usually kind of asked of me is, how is it not sexism to give women and minorities something that you don't give to everybody? And my answer to that always lies in, you know, equality is not the same thing as equity. And so you cannot give oppressed groups, and that includes every oppressed group, not just women. You cannot give them the same tools and resources that you would give white men and expect them to succeed at the same rate. You have to kind of up the ante. And so, and a lot of people don't agree with that. And, you know, that's fine, because I'm going to keep on trucking on and doing what I'm doing.
Absolutely.
But I mean, Innovate Her KC, it is a safe place. It is also, hopefully, to these women, a launch pad. You know, how do we create networks? So there's this statistic out there that 60% of men, because of the Me Too movement, now feel uncomfortable mentoring women and being one-on-one alone with women in the workplace. And we're talking potential mentors and potential champions. And so you have 60% of men who are not willing to act in that capacity. Well, then where do these women find mentors and find champions? Because as you guys probably know, half of your success, it's not what you know, it's who you know, right?
Yep.
So how do they deal with this dearth of 60% of opportunity? Right? So, well, Innovate Her KC, we exist to create and shore up those networks and put these women who wouldn't otherwise meet in touch with each other, right?
That's awesome.
Yeah. And I think so too. But
well, that is a far more eloquent explanation of out of that sexism sort of, you know, counter charge, right? Than mine, which is, you know, mine was just based on vengeance.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, it's not about that vengeance piece because we have a lot of foundational ethos. Like I've talked about a couple of them, but one of them is we are not here to push other groups down. We are here to uplift women. That's like our...
Wait, not even white males? Come on.
No, absolutely not. White males can be the greatest champions you could ever hope to find. So how do you help white males support women? And the answer in part is you have conversations like this.
So just out of curiosity, which one of us is the white male? Is that Mark or is that me?
I already know. Right? You said you were Indian, right?
No. It's definitely me.
I've had some funny dialogues, which you know, I'll summarize real briefly. But the prominence of like Indians and Indian Americans in tech and investing,
yeah,
has led more than one of my like male colleagues to basically, you know, say, hey, you don't count as a minority. I'm like, okay, so. Right. But that's a whole other conversation.
I know. That's five conversations.
Help me and the listening audience understand what it means to be a member of, what would be my experience as a member of Innovator, program-wise, event-wise, resource-wise, et cetera, et cetera.
That is such a fantastic question. So one of the ways that we show our commitment to inclusion is Innovate Her KC is a membership group, but we have a Facebook group that is completely free. We have a monthly happy hour. It's either a happy hour or a coffee, and we just alternate months. That is always free because we never want the reason a woman can't access resources and networks to be money. And so that's kind of at the base level. We do have premium events, and I mean, we actually just had one this week, and it was really silly and fun and great. We had a sip and shop that was really well attended. We got discounts at the Coco and Lady By, these two boutiques here in Kansas City, but we had champagne and cupcakes, and we tried on for each other. Yeah,
that sip and shop, that is a genius idea. And I'm going to tell you something, every male I know would love to go to a sip and shop, but they just won't admit it.
You know, we need to break down that wall. Like Garnett, you are invited to every sip and shop that we have. You need to come. It's super fun.
What about me?
You know what? You are more than welcome. Come on down.
Better be careful. Better be careful. My life partner, Anita, is always on me about like how much of a shopper I am. So you guys better watch out. I'm coming.
So beyond that, we have social events. So we are working on a lot of things right now. We have the Kansas City Diverse Speaker Directory. It's up on our website. That is not just for women. It is for diverse speakers. Because I mean, as podcast hosts, you probably know, like sometimes it's difficult to reach beyond your networks and who you know. So how do we make it easy for meeting planners and organizers to find speaking talent that doesn't look, think, and act like them? So that is up on our website. We have a women-led, women-owned business directory. So if you want to support a women-owned construction company and they're out there. They're in our database and you can search by that. So we're building those out. We're working on the woman card, which is, you know, a fun opportunity. You can play your woman card and have it be a good thing, but 20%, 30% discounts on women-owned, women-led businesses. We have Women's Empowerment Week coming up toward the end of October, October 21st through 25th. And that's a full week of programming for the whole woman, but just to enact and instruct and inform and connect women leaders here in Kansas City. So we have a lot going on.
If you've recovered from COVID-19 or unknowingly been exposed to it, you may have antibodies that could help COVID-19 patients. Donate blood and receive testing for COVID-19 antibodies. Visit Vitalant.org today.
So I got a good sense of all these things that are going on, and they are awesome. It sounds like you are really helping to create like this critical mass around Kansas City. And I have to take a step back and just say how impressed I am on both an absolute basis. I mean, what you've done so far is pretty amazing regardless. But then I think, you know, I'm an East Coaster on the one hand and now a West Coaster. And I think that there's a lot of tendency on the East Coast and the West Coast to sort of not pay attention necessarily to what's happening in the interior.
Oh, we know.
I know that. Right. And so it's really, I can tell you, having seen women's groups, you know, in action on both the East Coast and the West Coast, what you're doing in Kansas City is on par with the most successful, robust platforms on either coast I've seen. So, you know, kudos to you.
Awesome.
And kudos to your team.
Flyover country no more, right?
Apparently not. So on a stretch, like total wish list basis. So I know you have stuff coming up in the fall, and that's a big thing, a week-long kind of celebration of supporting all aspects of women. But what would be like a stretch goal for you? I mean, what's on the wish list of something that, you know, if it could happen, you would feel like super proud or fulfilled, or, you know, like you've done things that other people haven't done.
So my stretch goal, the ultimate goal of Innovate Her KC, and this is like my 2 to 5 year plan, is to have a regularly recurring women's leadership accelerator with low barriers to entry, because we have so many amazing women within our group, and just being able to help inform and support them on their journey through tools, like real actionable tools and resources, because nothing annoys me more, and this is just a personal thing, but like going to a women's event and having somebody talk about empowering yourself. Like, okay, no, I'm already empowered. What I want to know is, how do I do it? What does that look like? And you get a lot of like this very philosophical, a lot of these really philosophical conversations about like, yeah, you can do it, be strong. And it's like, yeah, but how? And it happens all the time.
I hate that. You know what that is? That's cheerleading. That's not help. That's cheerleading. And you get a lot of that.
I know that there are a lot of women who can benefit from that. You know, so like imposter syndrome is real. And one of the things that we talk about a lot in the group is like, women are just really shitty at celebrating wins and celebrating when they have done something right. Like we tend to deflect and we tend to minimize and we tend to turn, you know, attention to our teams. And like, it's a very ingrained behavior, but we are really terrible as a group, myself included, like just acknowledging when we've done something totally badass. And so like one of my jobs and one of the things that I do on a regular basis is share the wins of the members, because if they're not going to do it, I'm going to do it for them. And so, but how do we? What?
I smell podcast.
I do too. And it smells delicious.
There you go. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's like the proverbial pot.
Smells like walking through the mall and there's Auntie Anne's.
Yes, there you go. That nice cinnamon
loaf. It's the proverbial like apple pie on the windowsill.
Yeah, that's what it is. starting a conversation about women owning their awesomeness, like there's a definite there's a line between arrogance and ego and then just acknowledging when you've done something great, right? And women have a really, really hard time with that line. And so I believe that those kinds of events can be helpful. But for the women who are already kind of there, or for the women who are just starting in their journey, it's like, where are the real actionable strategies that I can take tomorrow and use them to propel my business or to get on a board or to, you know, lead my classroom, whatever it is, right? So that's the hope.
So, you know, Kansas City all of a sudden becomes an asset. If that concept is your stretch goal, because it's the home of, I would argue, the preeminent, I don't know what you call it, nonprofit.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, the minute that I say it, like, everyone will know it, and then they'll say, I didn't know they were in Kansas City.
Uh-huh.
But the the Kauffman Foundation is based in none other than Kansas City, and they have massive body of work, right? They have lots of resources and content and materials to support people.
Whenever you read, well, not whenever, but most of the time when you read a meaningful piece of data on entrepreneurship globally, it comes out of the Kauffman Foundation. They are a multi-billion dollar nonprofit foundation, and they are right in our backyard. So every year they have what they call eShip Summit, where it's actually a summit for ecosystem builders. And that's actually, I would argue, that's actually what Innovate Her KC is. We are a women's leadership ecosystem builder, because what we want to do is engage the different key stakeholders that women need in order to become more effective leaders and to get propelled into leadership. So it's really just fabulous having them here in Kansas City, because there are so many resources and so many people that you can tap. I love it.
Well, you couldn't have a better launch pad for an accelerator than the two things that you've built, right? Which is the beginning of the ecosystem and the support system. And that's that membership.
Yeah.
All, you know, which has ideas. And then the other hand, you have the Kauffman Foundation to help with the actual, let's just call it for discussion purposes, curriculum, you know, the content. And, you know, you put those two together and you kind of got like an accelerator in a box, all ready to go. So that I'm excited. I'm excited to hear more about the accelerator concept, because I feel like after like 25 years of watching like hubs, you know, whether you call them venture capital hub or startup hubs or entrepreneurial hubs, you know, watching hubs go from like literally two or three cities, right? San Francisco, New York, Boston, and maybe Seattle. You know, going from four hubs around the country to like, you know, 400 in cities all over the country. I think you guys have like a critical mixture of the right elements to really go towards that accelerator model. So very cool. That's an exciting set of like future options coming up.
I certainly hope so.
All right. So we do this with everyone, and this is like a fun. This is probably, in my mind, this is the most fun part of the whole interview. So give us your 1, 2, 3, you know, top predictions for the future, whether they're about women or not.
Oh, gosh. Well, of course, I want to look at it through the lens of women. That's what I do. It's how I live.
All good. All good.
So predictions for the future. All right. Well, I'm going to actually start with Elon Musk. And I imagine that we will be on Mars by, oh, what is it? What is it? 2025? Is that a good guess? I don't know. I think it's a good guess. That's what I'm going.
Wow. Okay.
All right. So that was the prediction.
Else?
We'll see. I don't know. I have no idea if that's realistic or not, but.
And we're not gonna go to the moon first. We're gonna go straight to Mars and start calling.
Got commercialized spaceflight like on the docket. So I'm not. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's gonna be happening soon. All right. So okay, there's that. So as far as women, what I hope to see is I hope to see like the traction gained by the Me Too movement and, you know, some initiatives that have come about on the local level being, gosh, I sure do hope for women's equity. I hope to see, you know, 50% of leadership boards for Fortune 500 companies be comprised of women. You know, that would be amazing.
So are you watching the news these days? I mean, I'm guessing you're pretty happy about this pretty steady stream of like female CEOs who have been appointed in the last, I would say 12 months. I mean, I would say the pace has picked up in a big way in the last 12 months.
Well, in the last, I think it was the Fortune 100, the last Fortune or Forbes 100 company got a female up on their board, and it was like the last holdout or something like that, which was amazing. You know, we just had for the fifth time in history, the Nobel Prize for Chemistry was awarded to a woman. And so like just these amazing things are happening, and I hope to see more of it. You know, I don't want to see women, you know, overtake men. That's not the goal, but I definitely want to see more parity and equity. So yeah.
Agreed. More predictions? So you got a Mars space travel prediction, and you got a gender equity prediction. What else?
Well, I imagine that Podco Media Networks with, you know, Mark is going to, you know, they're going to IPO, they're going to become huge. I can say that I knew them when. How about that?
I'm pretty sure that, well, I love it, and you're a sweetheart for saying so, but I imagine Mark Reed Edwards is going to fire me long before the company goes IPO. But
no way.
As they used to say where I grew up in upstate New York, that ain't happening.
Well, I have to tell you, this is our second long conversation. This one was longer than our first one. And I'm going to make two predictions. I'm going to throw my hat in the ring with a couple of predictions. One, you're an absolute natural at being in the spotlight and, you know, eloquently voicing your opinions and your platform to the benefit of all women. And two, I can't wait to hear your podcast. I think it's going to rock in a big way. I think it's going to be really successful.
Yay. I hope so. I think it'll be really cool. And you know what? It'll be fun. This is fun. I love having conversations like this.
I think you can't lose. You can't lose it when you do things that are both fun and informative and uplifting and hopefully, you know, profitable, right? can't lose.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate you being on with us for joining the larger network as well. And I can't wait to see what the future holds.
Same. And same to you, friends. I really appreciate the opportunity. Awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining Garnett and Mark on the Innovation Podcast. Visit theinnovationpodcast.co to subscribe and listen to other episodes.